Support for NPR comes from Citi, who's working around the world and around the clock to turn dreams into realities. That's why Citi never sleeps.
It's 67 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce with AM 580 News. With floodwaters rising along the Mississippi River, Governor Rod Blagojevich has declared 7 western Illinois counties disaster areas in a preemptive move to speed up help from the state. The 7 are Adams, Calhoun, Hancock, Henderson, Mercer, Pike, and Rock Island. Blagojevich announced the declaration yesterday while visiting Quincy to view sandbagging efforts to stem the Mississippi River's floodwaters.
Those 7 counties I'm declaring pre-disasters in a preemptive effort so that we can provide resources under the law to you here in Adams County and all those other counties that are affected so that you can have the resources at your disposal as you do what you can to preempt what could become troublesome circumstances over the next several days.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved 14 more Indiana counties for federal assistance due to flooding. They include Sullivan and Knox. Vermilion and Vigo counties were among those approved earlier in the week. It's the end of the line for the future, Jen and Mattoon. As far as the U.S. Department of Energy is concerned, the department released a letter yesterday formally ending its commitment to the Future Gen low-emission coal plant, which the Future Gen Alliance had wanted to build in Mattoon. Energy Department spokesman Angela Hill says they believe a restructured Future Gen seeking smaller projects at several sites would be more effective. The Champaign Park District expects up to 4,000 people to see live street music at Summer Street Fest in downtown Champaign tonight. Event manager Katie Flint says it'll be the first of 3 street fests this summer. She says the street fests will help downtown businesses.
It just gives us an opportunity to bring music to the downtown streets, promote the great downtown area of Champaign, and bring people out there that might not normally come and check out what's going on down there. So it's just a great, fun summer event.
Street Fest starts at 7 o'clock at the corner of Walnut and University. Flint says Walnut Street between University and Main will be closed for the event from about 5 o'clock this evening until 5 tomorrow morning. A flood warning for Clark County till 9:15, mostly sunny otherwise, a high of 84 today. It's 67 degrees at 7:06.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The worst of the Midwest floods may be over, but thousands of homes and businesses remain submerged, and the floods are now blamed for at least 2 deaths in Iowa. The most severe flooding appears to be in Cedar Rapids, where the rain-swollen Cedar River crested yesterday. More than 10,000 people had to be evacuated from their homes. NPR's David Shaper surveyed the damage by boat yesterday with a pair of firefighters.
For Captain Craig Dirks and firefighter Jason Andrews, it's an odd, eerie feeling navigating these streets in Cedar Rapids by boat instead of in a fire engine.
It's depressing.
It's overwhelming. So when we drive by our fire station, it's pretty depressing.
to this first rescue.
Dirks and Andrews work in a fire station that is now completely underwater, as is more than 400 full city blocks in Cedar Rapids. The scene is surreal. Restaurants, gas stations, office buildings, and homes submerged almost to the roof line in some cases. It's eerily reminiscent of post-Katrina New Orleans. After going under an interstate bridge with barely enough clearance space, Dirks turns the boat north and Andrews spots the fire station.
You can see our bay doors, just 3 feet of them right there.
So how high does that make the water?
Oh,
bay doors are 14 foot.
It's also about 11 feet right now.
11 feet?
About 11 feet.
Andrews, Dirks, and other Cedar Rapids firefighters had spent much of the previous 24 hours rescuing residents. By Friday afternoon, with every person evacuated safely, they turned their efforts toward pets, cats and dogs left behind.
We're going to have a hard time finding 608.
But house numbers and some street signs are underwater, so specific houses are hard to find.
Yeah, it's going to be one of these, Craig. We just passed F. 608, it's probably going to be, God, can you remember?
It takes a call to the pet's owner to find this small single-story home with floodwaters nearly to the top of the windows.
I'm going to have to see if there's an access for me to even, these windows over here.
Dirk steers the boat to the side of the house. Andrew smashes in a window.